With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You got a posse?
A posse? No.
Everybody's got a posse, right?
I don't
have. You got a group? You got a
crew.
Crew, that's it.
I got nothing. How about you?
You don't?
You got a crew. You got a posse. You got a group you run with.
Sort of.
Yeah.
We have me and Chad, and Mark.
Right. That's cool.
That's like three people. There's a new story out, an article, a study, and I know you saw a similar study about how. I feel like the way the story that I found is written, it feels like it's geared mostly towards women.
Oh, okay.
Like women are more likely to have a group.
Yes.
Because like if I'm going to go grab a drink, I'm going to go like my old college buddy, hey, Kenny, let's go grab a beer.
Right.
I'm not going to go, all right, we need to get the crew together. Let's get Steve and Kenny and Chad and Mark. And it's like, right?
Just grab a buddy and go.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas women are like,
they are.
All right, it's ladies' night. We're going to hit the dance floor. Let's get crazy.
There it is.
So according to this story, women tend to have at least four members in their, I keep saying posse. What are you calling it? Crew?
It could be for women. Don't they have, okay.
They do call it a best friend crew.
Crew.
BFC. There are certain personalities and every group is going to have these four. So you're going to have at least four people in your group. And then if you have like five or six, then I guess there's probably like duplicates. Like you might have more than one of certain things.
But every group will have these four types of people.
According to this, like it happens. Yeah. It's just, it's like number one, you're going to have a queen bee. There's going to be that one person.
Yes.
Her hair's just recently had the Brazilian blowout. She's flawless. She's got the manicure. Her outfit's always perfectly on point. Yes?
You kind of just, I don't want to offend. It reminds me of your ex a little bit. She's,
ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the show, even if you aren't, I've been married before.
Yeah.
I'm a scorched earth person. Scorched earth person. So after we divorced, we haven't spoken. It's all good. I don't hate her.
Right.
I just don't.
You just move on and move don't on. Look back.
But Steve, my partner who sits across from me, has a lot more idle time.
I know.
spends a lot of time on my ex-wife's Facebook page.
Okay, not a lot. The only time is when she's somehow brought up in conversation. I went, oh, yeah.
It's been a while. Okay. Yeah, and it seems like you're the one who brings her up. It's like, hey, we haven't talked about your ex-wife in a while. I know because I want to click on it. And we need to bring it up.
So that's not why.
So but in stalking her on Facebook, you've discovered that you think she's the queen bee of her crew?
Definitely, yeah.
For sure. Why would you say that?
Because you can just tell that the rest revolve around her. She's probably probably the most attractive in every crew picture.
Do you think that's by design? Do you think?
I think queen bees, there's design going on by queen bees. They don't want competition. Queen bees don't want anybody on their level. It doesn't matter about looks, intelligence, men, whatever.
So if somebody, if another alpha came in to her group, she would either not accept them or she would beat them down into, and I'm not saying my ex, I'm saying any woman. Who's the queen bee of their group. Would it be like a pride of lions where it's like, I'm going to be the new, and it's like, no, you're not. And like, you're going to be demoted to the flake, the mama bear, or the party girl.
Oh, those are the other three.
Yes. And we'll get into what those mean, but.
Well, okay. This article I read, I think it was mostly men.
Okay.
I don't know if this applies to the group of women, but real quick. So they have the same four characteristics in a group of men.
Okay. Like the big dog, the hilarious one.
The quiet one or whatever. Yeah. They found out they took all the leaders of each group. They took all the queen bees of each group.
Okay.
And made a group out of them. So you have a group of nothing but leaders.
Oh my God, it's just, that's never going to work.
You know what they found?
What?
Over time, eventually, someone becomes the leader, someone becomes the quiet one, someone becomes the flake, and someone becomes...
So I may have what it takes to be the leader of my crew, but I get into this other crew, and I go...
You naturally, you might be the leader, but you naturally
I acquiesce and then go like, well, I am kind of funny.
There it is.
So then my other personality traits will rise to the surface and let him have the leadership.
I have to have value to this group, so I'm not the leader, but I'm a funny guy, so I'll take on that role.
And it's subconscious.
Yes.
None of us are thinking about
It just
the queen.
Works. Yes.
I feel like Queen Bee knows they're Queen Bee, though. I think the other people... It's more subconscious, but Queen Bee
knows they're Queen Bee.
Yeah, it's a thing, man.
But that's if you take four Queen Bees
and put them in,
that one of them will be Raymond Queen Bee, but the other three will morph into something else.
I want four Queen Bees. want four Queen Bees. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
But you,
I just want to watch four Queen Bees go at it. Let's see if the personality traits in the women's. Best friend crew. I don't see a quiet, but maybe that's the flake.
Okay.
They say, we all have that one friend who no matter how hard she tries, she can't seem to stick to plan. She's a girl who turns up an hour late for brunch, forgets to Venmo her share of the check. Her phone always is out of battery. So the flake is a part. That might be kind of the quiet one. This one's confusing to me. The next personality trait is the mama bear. That feels like Queen Bee. Is that different?
Is she the natural protector? Because Queen Bee...
Yes, you nailed it. The Queen Bee is the... She's like...
Oh, she'll do whatever
she's put together, but she doesn't... No. She's not protecting you at all. Mama Bear looks after everyone. She's planning the night out. She makes sure the bill is split evenly. She's the one who calls the Uber and calls everyone to make sure that they got home safe.
The Mama Bear.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out which one I am.
Well, yes. I'm trying to think which one I'm...
I'm definitely not the flake. I don't feel like I'm the mama bear either.
You think you're the leader or
I think I'm this last one. I'm the party girl.
Oh, yeah, you are a party girl.
I'm not ready to take adulting seriously. All I want to do is drink and have a good time. Party girl in every crew is fun. She'll know where the hottest bands are playing, where the best happy hours are, and whose parties are worth crashing.
That's you.
Party girl suffers from FOMO like nobody else.
Oh, I see that.
Fear of missing out. She'll turn up to every and any event, and she's the last one to leave.
Hey there, party girl.
Okay, then what are you?
You know what? I'm an amalgam of all four, Slacker. I'm like a little bit of each. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you like to know who you are?
Oh, yeah, let me know. Which one?
The
Whatever!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.